This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Electric Mobility Promotion Scheme 2024. The participants are Nitin Kumar, journalist, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor.
In a move to reduce dependence on fossil fuels and promote green energy, the Ministry of Heavy Industries has announced the Electric Mobility Promotion Scheme, or EMPS 2024. To give impetus to the adoption of electric vehicles in the country. The government has allocated 500 crore rupees for this limited period scheme for electric two-wheelers and three-wheelers. To discuss this issue in detail, I am now joined by energy journalist Nitin Kumar. Mr. Kumar, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Mr. Kumar, to begin with, for the benefit of our listeners, can you tell us a little more about the scheme, about the target, the eligibility criteria and the incentives that is being provided under EMPS 2024?
So this Electric Mobility Promotion Scheme 2024 is a scheme that is envisioned by the government to support the electric vehicle industry as a whole in the country and to achieve the target of first, the Atmanirbhar Bharat, and second, our target to achieve net neutrality. If we talk about what is this scheme is all about, so I will put it into 3 points. First, this scheme will help India become a manufacturing hub of electric vehicles, because all the industry players that are there in the country, they know for a fact, because the government has come out with this scheme after the same, which is faster adoption and manufacturing of hybrid and electric vehicles in India, came to a conclusion on 31st of March, that the government is with the industry. And second, it will also promote the green mobility in the country. And by putting two-wheeler and three-wheeler in the focus in this particular scheme, the government is giving a message that it will take care of the last person. Because who all drive two-wheeler and three-wheelers? They are common people. So by taking care of the common man, the government has given a message that we are with the industry, we are with the common man. And about the targets that you have mentioned, so the scheme is primarily focused on two-wheeler and three-wheelers. In total, the scheme will give incentives to around 3,72,000 vehicles, out of which 3,33,000 will be two-wheelers and 38,000 will be three-wheelers. Now, let's talk about the incentive that each vehicle will get. So a two-wheeler will get 10,000 maximum incentive. In case of three-wheelers, there are two categories. In case of smaller three-wheeler, which we call e-rickshaws, so the outlay will be 25,000 per electric three-wheeler. But when we talk about L5 category, which has a bigger battery and has more strength, the subsidy these kind of vehicles will get is 50,000 rupees. So all these, the basic criteria to get incentive under this scheme is that all these vehicles have to have advanced technology in them.
So you mentioned the FAME II scheme, which is the Faster Adoption and Manufacturing of Electric Vehicles scheme. This was launched in 2019 and it, like you said, it ends on March 31st this year. But this scheme was for a period of 4 years, whereas the present scheme, which has been announced by the government, that is the EMPS 2024, is only for a very limited period. It is there only for a period of 4 years. So why is the present scheme a close-ended one?
This is not something that has come out from the government officially. But if you look at the structure of the FAME scheme started in 2015. It ran till 2019. In 19, the government came with the second phase of the scheme because it was helping the industry grow. So after 31st, this scheme comes to an end. And as you know, that we are approaching general elections. So the government has some plans, but for the time being, for the considering elections, and they do not want to overcommit right now, I think. So the government has given some indication to the sector, because the government was receiving several representations from the industry that we need some kind of scheme, some kind of mechanism that can help the industry grow. So the government came out with a scheme, which is only for 4 months, but the message that it conveys is that the government is with the industry. The amount that the government has given is sufficient. That is 500 crore. The last time the FAME II was of 10,000 crore. So for 4 months, you are getting 500 crore. So it will be sufficient to support these around 372,000 vehicles that the government has targeted. So after that, the government can either come up with a different scheme, which will run for another, let's say, 3 years, 2 years, or 5 years, or can increase outlay of this particular electric mobility promotion scheme. That we have to wait to see what happens now.
You mentioned the outlay of the scheme, which is 500 crores for a period of 4 months.
Right.
A substantial part of this 500 crore rupees, that is 493.55 crore to be exact, has been set aside for subsidies and demand incentives. So do you see this as yet another indication of how focused the government is to promote green mobility and development of EV manufacturing ecosystem?
Absolutely. The government is very much keen on electric mobility, and the ulterior motive, if you not, the only aim is not to increase electric mobility in the country, but to achieve the net neutrality target also, and to make India a manufacturing hub in the automotive sector. So this scheme will become a testament from the government that the government will not give any chance for the industry to complain. Under this scheme, they have taken care of every individual. And if you, some might say that this scheme has not included four-wheelers and buses. But for that, the government has already announced two schemes, which are ACC, which is Advanced Chemical Cell Battery PLI. And the second is PLI for auto sector, which is PLI, automobile and auto component. So the government has done much for the electric sector.
We were talking about the subsidies. Of course, you mentioned in detail what kind of a subsidy will be provided for each category of vehicles under the scheme. Now, the government has lowered the cap on subsidies being offered under the scheme from 22,500 rupees per vehicle for electric two-wheelers to 10,000 rupees. And likewise, there has been lowering of the subsidy cap for three-wheelers as well. The government says this is to alleviate the burden on EV makers. That's one of the reasons. How do you view this, and why has this subsidy been lowered?
The logic is that in every country that has higher EV penetration, there was subsidy, but it never meant to remain forever. So in India also, there have been many voices coming out from the industry as well as from our experts also. They were saying that subsidies cannot run forever. And this is a staggered way of reducing subsidy. So the industry is well prepared that one day subsidy will not be there. You just have to work on your own. So the government has given indication also that this time the government will help, but the industry has also to prepare itself to become ready for the without subsidy world.
So for the electric vehicle segment to grow and for the promotion of electric mobility, manufacture of EVs and expansion of infrastructure such as charging stations and manufacture of batteries also needs to grow. So what is the government doing to promote these areas?
So the government under the FAME scheme had allocated around 1,000 crore rupees for the establishment and of this charging infrastructure. So government has also said that it has given in principle permission, and the oil marketing companies, they are to establish more than 22,000 charging stations at their filling stations. Now, the government has also installed more than 10,000 charging stations in the country. There are many players in this charging business also that are establishing their own chargers. So these are private players. And with the technology growing faster and electric penetration increasing, the pace of these charging stations coming up in cities and villages will also increase, because this is a huge business for people also. Ultimately, these charging operators will earn money out of this. So this charging industry will grow with the growth in this electric vehicle sales. The government definitely has plans to also streamline the structure. Like, they are also coming up with a policy. The discussions are going on in the government that they want to bring swap-in infrastructure in the country. So they want a policy, that battery swapping policy. So the government is doing efforts in that segment also, but it will take some time to come out with a concrete outcome of that policy.
And how important is the change in the mindset of consumers in the adoption of EVs? Because when we talk of EVs, there's always this thing in the back of the mind of the consumer that it's very expensive. How will we charge our electric vehicles? Where will we charge it? How will we get the, you know, after-sale service? So how important is this change in the mindset?
Yeah, the change in the mindset is the only thing that has hampered the growth of the sector. First, we are afraid that we do not have charging infrastructure. That is the one reason that people do not buy electric vehicles. The second is that people want to wait because they want to see what is the outcome, how they have performed, how the sector has performed, what is the government policies. So this definitely has hampered the growth of the sector. But with the sale numbers that we see right now, there is a change. The change primarily is driven by cost right now. And this change has come from the two-wheeler segment, because in the sale that we receive every year, the 1 million sale that we did last year also, if you take the number of these, the 10 lakh vehicles that were sold, it's more than 60% were two-wheelers. So the segment that was riding this two-wheelers, so they did that cost analysis that riding a electric scooter will be cost effective for them. In the three-wheeler sector also, the rickshaw drivers, they understood the cost dynamics. But the luxury segment that you just discussed is for the car segment. In the two-wheelers, there is nothing called luxury. The high-end product could be a very fancy or feature-loaded. So there is no, the difference is not very big. When we compare it with in cars, a normal car comes at a price tag of, let's say, 10 lakh. But a luxury car can come at a price tag of few crores. So in this two-wheeler segment, India being the affordability, switch to electric. But in the car segment, it will take time, because right now there are few players in the country, Tata being the largest one, 70% share they have. They have three products. They have plans to launch another three or four. So Mahindra is also there in the country. Volvo has started the business in the country. BMW has also launched its car in India. Maruti has also announced their plans to launch their vehicle. So if you look at this scenario, the companies are coming. So when there are legacy players, because in two-wheelers, the largest player is Ola right now. Before that, it was Okinawa. Before that, it was Hero Electric. All these companies, if you look, these are startups. So people believed on startups. In the two-wheeler segment, in the three-wheeler segment also, there were startups who were leading the market, but there is a transition, read between the lines, there is a transition slowly growing where people are switching towards legacy players. Right now, if we'll go by the numbers of the sales every month, it is TVS that is doing good, because people have trust on TVS. So the shift is happening. And in the three-wheeler segment also, earlier there were startups who were running the show. But right now, who is a leader? Then now, Mahindra is a leader. Now, Bajaj has shifted. So, this is the change. In the four-wheeler also, there is no startup, because making a four-wheeler takes huge investment. So, there was no startup in four-wheeler sector. So, the penetration also slowed because of that. Because there is no product available in the market. Now, with these players coming with vehicles, new startups, many companies from Europe, from Chinese companies, from America, companies are coming to India. So with these companies, the big giants in the electric vehicle segment, when they will come to India, the market will definitely grow. And the customers, because they, anybody who wants to put in 10 to 20 lakh, or in the case of electric vehicles, the luxury products, it is above 30 lakh, 40 lakh. If any person wants to invest that kind of money into a product, that person would want assurance from the brand. So the mindset will change when the brands will come into the market. Right now, we have products from Tata. So what Tata sells? Their cheapest product starts from something around 8 lakh. So they have given some option that this is the cheapest car in India. Buy it. But we need car for every segment. We need car which comes at 8 lakh, which comes at 10 lakh, 12 lakh, 14 lakh, 20 lakh. For every customer, there needs to be a car, like we have in petrol case or diesel. But diesel has, many companies have stopped producing diesel engines. So diesel somewhat diluting from the market.
Right.
But in case of petrol, I can say that every person has a tailor-made price segment.
Thank you so much for joining us in this discussion, Mr. Nitin Kumar.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Electric Mobility Promotion Scheme 2024. The participants were Nitin Kumar, journalist, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official.